Yaakov goes out to Be'er Shova, Vayelech Choron, and he goes to Choron. Vayifta b'mokoy, Vayolon shakivu ha-shemesh, Vayita ha-me'avne ha-mokoy, Vayishka ha-mokoy, Vayishka ha-mokoy, Vayishka ha-mokoy. The Torah relates the story of Yaakov leaving Be'er Shova, and he goes to Choron, he goes out to Choron. And it's very, very interesting, because Yaakov Avinu, the Pshuta Shal Mikro over here, is this mashma that he left, Vayetzei, and Vayelech. He left Yaakov Be'er Shova, and he went to Choron. Everybody knows the famous word of Beis HaLevi, why it's the Vayetzei Vayelech, because there's two reasons he had to leave. One was to get away from Yaakov, one was from Esav, and one was Vayelech Choron. He had to go to Choron to find the Zivah. But what needs to be revealed over here, but it's very, very strange, is from the parashas, but everybody reads this, the parasha very, very carefully. So everybody will be wonder what's going on over here. For the Pesukah Kavashmo is that he left after he got the tzivoy, the command from his parents to leave his father's house, to go to Choron. After he got that tzivoy, that's it. He wrapped up his belongings, and there he was. Road trip. Off Shabbos, guys. We're going to, on our off Shabbos, to a very kosher place. I don't know, somebody told me yesterday that this is some Arab sheikh who became religious yesterday. But we're going off. Side commercial for off Shabbos, I'm sorry. But anyway, so the Maisa, he packed up his belongings, everybody sees has the scene, all the coloring books, and he has the stick with the bag attached to it. I don't have the props for today, sorry. And he started on the way with his bag. And especially because the Pesukim say, Vayishma Yaakov el Aviv el Ima, he listened to his mother and his father. Parents told him, you gotta go off. Just the opposite of what today. What's today? Parents told him you have to leave yeshiva. So he had to go. Today parents have to go. He went. You know. Now he went with the sound fade. He has to leave yeshiva. Today parents told him you have to go to yeshiva. And then we got the sound fade. It's just the opposite. If anything, we'll see a lot of things in the parasha that we do the opposite. From Misakin, what Yaakov Avinu did the other way. But anyway, so his parents told him you got to leave. You got to go out. Go on the way. So everybody, of course, reads the Pesukim. He got on the way, he went. But if we learn the Pesukim properly, it seems that's not what happened. At the end of Pashas to oldest Rashi tells something amazing. That Yaakov Avinu did not go straight to Choron from his boy, where his parents told him to leave. Where did he go, Rabbi? Where was he? Take a stop off on the way to Choron? So Rashi tells us with a whole cheshbon at the end of last week's parasha, Rashi says that he was nitman bebeis eiver. V'rai nima beis eiver ba'alichosoy lebeis lov alumoy termi menu. He went to beis eiver on his way down to Choron. So the first question is, which everybody in their cousin asked this question, is how could the prophet say vayishma al-avavimoy if the Pasuk says that he went to the Beis Medrash? Parents took him out of the Beis Medrash, said, Yaakov, no more learning. It's time to find a shidduch. Which Bochum would tell, oh, my parents said it's time. I'm old enough, I'm only 63. Been learning enough. And today's Bochum. What do you mean I'm 19 and a half? Been in yeshiva so long, already half a year. Dad, I'm ready for shidduchim. Learning mamish a long time in yeshiva. I've been sweating it out here. 6 months, a long time. time to get married. Pian said, okay, we're giving you the heter to go on shiduchim. You got the heter, we have a good shidduch for you. It's not one of this D.O.B. Do it on yourself. D.Y.O. whatever. Do it yourself job. Right? It's not one of those jobs. You have a shidduch. You're going to find your shidduch. And that's it. You get of age. You got to go out. So the pasuk says he listened exactly to what his parents told him. A very good book. He listened exactly. His parents told him to go. He went. Says Rashi, but he didn't go. He went into the base medrash again. Imagine here, you see the scene of Isaac. Packed up. The teary eyes. Yaakov, you're leaving. I'm going to see you. You're going, so, going all the way to the shidduch in Montreal. You got to take a bus. It's going to take a few days, a week today, you know. Kids away for 2 days. Everybody's crying. He's going away. He's going away for a few, he's supposed to go for a couple of years, whatever. But he's going. So yeah, he really just kind of took him for the base measures. And where does he go back to the base measures? He said, oh, there's, as we see him walking, looks like he's turning on to Charan. Quick tangent. Take a little pit stop at Tzipoiri. He's taking a pit stop at Tzipoiri. And there it is. He's 14 years, a long pit stop. Mamish. 14 years he goes and chases Shem Ve'eva. What's going on, boy? First of all, what's the heter to do that? Because the miser's parents told him. And secondly, well, how can you say that Yishma Akav Avimah? He listened to his parents. He didn't listen. He went back to the base medrash. Oh, but there's another interesting thing about that Rashi tells in this week's parasha about what happened when he went this time to base medrash. The pasuk says that night, as he was leaving, he left Haran and really left the real second time he went out. Says the puzzle, Yifka Bamoko, Yolan Shokipa Shemesh. Tonight it became night very quickly, because I'll say Umbulun Nais, the whole Bria changed for Yaakov Avinu, and all of a sudden the sun stood still. I mean, the sun went down early, went down very, very early. And Yaakov Avinu, obviously it's night, the voice saying night means sleep. Day means awake. Some people have it, I'm just trying to get our blackboard. Day means up, night means sleep. So Yaakov saw it was night, he went to lay down. Wasn't it? So the pasuk is unbelievable. He slept in that place, the pasuk says. So the pasuk wants to know, Rashi wants to know, what do you mean he slept in that place? Washing meat. But oisel mokom shochav. Avo yud dalit shonim. Sheshimesh meveis eva lo shochav balayla sheya oisit p'tayra. Unbelievable thing, Rabbi Yisrael. The pasuk says over here, Lush the Mir, Rabbeinu's rabbi, one of the most stupendous, I don't even know how to describe with the right adjective, get out my road rage, thesaurus. What's the right word to call this, Rabbi Yisrael? The most amazing feat maybe in the history of the world. Oh, that guy's a masmid. He stays in base medrash for 20 minutes straight. What a masmid. And that guy is a mamash masmid. He's been 2 years, he hasn't gone home. 14 years straight, not sleeping, not going to sleep. 14 years straight. We can imagine 14 years straight sleeping. But we can't imagine 14 years sleep not going to sleep. Some people tired, they wanted him to sock in Yaakov, he had a lot of tzar, so they came to Yeshiva with him to sock in it. The time's up! You've massacred everybody! Commercial. Anyway, the Maisa, by Yishka Mokho, he went to sleep that day. He went to sleep that day. First time in 14 years of Isaac. First time in 14 years that he goes to sleep, Rabbi Yisrael. Unbelievable. So first of all, what's going on, Rabbi Yisrael? I had always a kash on this Rashi. A tremendous kash. Everybody reads the Rashi and say, amazing. Right, let's move on. Pass the cake. Get a glass of tea. And Friday night, we're going. Very, very interesting. V'yachal oy mina yeshu lo mutzavatza. How can you get past that rash? First of all, just imagine, person, 14 years straight. But I have a big question, Boisa. If this was Yaakov Avinu's normal way of learning, we know that Yaakov Avinu was not the first time he was learning, Boisa. This wasn't the first time. Yaakov Avinu was in yeshiva till then. As you know, the first time we meet Yaakov Avinu, and Parshas told us, says, Yaakov Ishtam Yosheva Holim. He was one who stayed in tents. He was in tents. What does tents mean? So, Grashi, Oil, Shel, Shem, Rosh, Eli, he was learning the whole time. So the question came to me, Rabbi Isaac. Besides the amazing feat, I don't understand what's going on. Why is the Pasuk say, those Yudalad Shanim, he didn't sleep? And what about the 63 years before he did sleep? What's so amazing about this? He was always that way. The Chazal Madgish, they emphasize, those 14 years, no sleep. Why die for those 14 years? The emphasis of those 14 years. But yeah, hello. We have to move on. He has a dream. In a summa mutzav aritzav, and really shemagi ha-shamayim. There's a ladder going up to heaven, and Malachi Elokim Oilim V'Yohorim. What's the remnants of this dream now, Rabbi? It's exactly right now. So Rashi tells us, Pshat, that there's a Malachim going in, there's a Malachim from Chutzlarz, and he's leaving Chutzlarz, there's a Malachim going to Israel. Lamaisa, I think there's a big Yisoid Munach over here. That this was the dream Dafka over here was at this moment of his life. Another thing we find in this dream also was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was makapel the whole Eretz Yisrael and put it underneath his head. What was that? So Rashi says to Meramis that they're going to be easier to capture Eretz Yisrael, like, you know, Yisrael is big in size, or bigger than the size of folding it over into one thing under his head. But it's an easy kibbutz Kosh Bo, Ramaz Lo Shetek Noicha Likovish Lubonov, be easier for it to capture. What's the meaning of that Ramaz exactly over here also? Is the word you want to say, Rabbi Isai? The big Yisoy, Rabbi Isai. For us, in Yeshiva now, but not only for now, the Ikka is the future. And we need a little Hakdama to understand the Yisoy, Rabbi Isai. But the Yisoy we wanted to try to help it understand, Rabbi Isai, what you want to teach tonight is the big misconception that most people have. And that is that a lot of yeshiva bachrim are in yeshiva today, and in their mind they're thinking, when they think, but in their mind they're thinking a little bit that, you know, when he's making his big decision in life, his big decisions of life, he's thinking about life over some gari nimshels on a Tuesday night, very intellectual thinking while he's biting on the Irenim nuts with a few watermelon seeds also. But as he's thinking about his life, he says, you know, Sacha, what do you want to be when you grow up? I don't know. What do you want to be when you grow up? Well, I think we're in the same boat. I also don't know. How am I supposed to know what I want to be when I grow up? Let's call over Shmulek. Shmulek, what do you want to be when you grow up? A fireman. What do you mean? I grew up My father bought me when I was 7 years old that red fire hat. And my grandmother bought me Little Tykes fire truck. And Baruch Hashem, ever since then, I've been dreaming to the day to climb up that ladder. That's the remez, no. But anyway, I was dreaming ever since that day to climb the ladder to success, or the ladder to put out the fire. I wanted to, and you should know, my father told me I'm well trained, because a lot of mornings I used to take out a water gun and squirt my sister. So I'm a good squirter. Water squirter. And yeshiva, I was known not just as the fire putter outer, but the maker of fires. I'm a fire maker also. An FM, they call me. I'm a fire maker. I like to make fires. I like to put them out also. That was my dream all life. I dream about it. I think about it. I think about putting out fires. So how long, Shmuel, do you think you're going to be here in yeshiva? Till I burn it down. Or put out the fire. No, I'm joking. But how long do you think you'll be in yeshiva? Well, I don't know. You know, when I was back in high school, we talked about it. And my dream, we always talked to the friends. You know, you do your year in Israel. You do it up, the year in Israel. You come back with souvenirs, you know, come back with pictures, a big album, 400-page album everywhere where I was. There's not too many pictures of the Beis Medrash. That place I didn't visit too often, but there's pictures of everywhere. You know what the most common picture is? I try to get more shots, but not enough time. Here's a different pose. That was late last night when I drank a little at night. But anyway, he has his album. 400 shots, Baruch Hashem. He's been everywhere, anywhere in Israel. Here I'm at the top of the Hermon. Oh, I need props. With my Yankee hat, he's at the top of the Hermon. There he is, swimming in the Dead Sea. Floating. Look, Mom, no hands. And he has his pictures all over Israel. You know, that's what I imagined when I was back. And I would do my year in Israel. And what are all these stubs that you have? Those are tickets. You know, yeshiva doesn't allow certain things. You go out. And what of all to be explained all this afterwards, all this understand. And what are all these receipts? Well, if you do your thing in Israel, you gotta eat out at every restaurant. Kung Feng Vu in Talpiot. You ever go there? We always go. Every Thursday night. It's a good night, Rabbi Sai. You also have Malava Malka sometimes there. We know why. I am Shmooze 21. But, and here I am with the waiter in the Chinese restaurant. We all both wear beanies. Here he is, Kung Feng Zhu. Works in Kung Feng Fu. Here he is, smile. Chopsticks. My year in Israel. I even have the two chopsticks that I used. And that's it. He comes back from Israel. He did his thing. He for sure got his I Love Israel t-shirt. He can wear it proudly. Oh, you went out to show? Yeah, of course. I love Israel. Made in Taiwan. But he's there, Baruch Hashem. He did his year in Israel. Baruch Hashem. And now where we headed, we're going back. We're going to fire school. know, they teach first course is ladders, 101, water, 202. Professor Firestone is in charge. We even have his laugh. But anyway, the kids are. So the mice are. So he goes to college and everything's fun and dandy. But he missed the boat. He missed the boat of his life. You're doing the year in Israel. Why are you doing it? Well, everybody goes to Israel for the year. If you're not, you're a nerd. If you're not, what are you going to put on your resume? You didn't work at Camp Simcha. You got to put on your resume. Studied in Israel. 1 year. Big one, because you don't want to, you're not too from. 1 year. 6 months in Israel. Did my Israel trip. And now he's ready to face the world. But that's the misconception of what's happening. Everybody has. But what about coming back for a second year? Maybe a third year? And maybe a fourth year? Maybe a fifth year? Maybe a sixth year, Rosai. Our program is a 21-year program. I don't want to keep going. But what about coming back for more years? What do you mean? I got to get on with life! We got to get it done! We got everything accomplished! We got to finish! At 21, I got to be the CEO of the firefighting company! At 21 years old, I got to own my own plumbing service. Shmuel Plumbing Company. Have plunger. We'll travel. He's in a rush to get out in the world. So who stays the second year? Who stays the third year? Who stays longer? Oh, that guy stays longer. The guy's going into chinuch. The guy's going to be a rebbe. The guy's going to be a rabbi. So what about the seminary girls? Well, in the Midwest, we also have Rabbi Shirley Belchbaum, the sermon. Hello, today's parsha. It's Parsha of Ketubah! In the Midwest, they always like young rabbis. Anyway! So that's what I have the seminary for. But what's 2-3 years in Israel? What are you staying more in Israel? Why are you so intense in your year in Israel, Shmulek? Calm down. Let's go out to Tung Fung Ku tonight. Get some fortune cookies and find out what we should do when we get older. We didn't know. Become an advanced lifesaver. Tachlis of the yeshiva of Ozan. It's not only for the rabbis. It's not only those becoming a rebbe. It's not only becoming going to chinuch or to kiruv. It's for every single yeshibacha. Prepare him for life. That's the misconception. The tachlis of going to yeshiva, whether you thought of the year Israel, is not to just do the year, is to make every day count, and to get as much as you can, for as many years as you can, for this is your preparation, this is your road, this is your strength to handle all the strainers, all the difficulties, all what's going to come your way for the rest of your life. And in the year, and you do in 2 or 3 or as many years as you do, you have to realize that these years I have to use out to the fullest. I have to work myself out to the fullest. For this is my preparation for life. And the stronger I become, and the more well-grounded I become, and the more Yerei Shamayim I become, this is what's going to be the koyach through which I'll be able to handle the nishyonos that find upon my way. Yaakov Avinu was learning Torah in Shem Ve'eva. And he's called by his parents, and he's giving the tzivoy, you gotta go out, but not just to another place in Eretz Yisrael, not to another Beis Medrash, you gotta go out into the world, and you gotta go to a Lavan's house, and you have to deal with Lavan. Lavan was a trickster, Lavan was a cheat, Lavan was even a avodah zarah. And you have to go in there, and your mission statement is, go into that minefield and come out a winner. And as we know, Rabbi Yisai, the first thing that Yaakov sent to Esav, when he came back, Rabbi Yisai, next week's parashah will learn by Mincha, Yishlach, Yaakov, Malachim, O Esav, Achir, what does it say, Rabbi Yisai? Let's get the nugget. In Lavan Gati, in Lavan. That's all we will remember it. In Lavan Gati, Messiah Mitzvah Shamar. The first things out of Yaakov's mouth was, I passed the test. My Nisoyen Achaim, I passed. In Lavan Gati, I live with a Lavan. Messiah Mitzvah Shamar, I was able to keep all the mitzvahs. I was able to keep everything. I did it to the best of my ability. I kept everything. From where did he get the strength? From where did he get the koyach? How was Yaakov able to do such a thing over his side? One same shot as that. When Yaakov realized that he had to go out into the world, and there's this bear, if you look in the forest, far in the Kedoshim, that Yaakov now had to take over the job of Esav. Esav Yaakov was supposed to be Yisachar Zvulun. Esav was supposed to go out in the world. Yaakov was supposed to sit in the base medrash, but when Yaakov saw that Esav was not going to be able to do his job, so Yaakov had to take over the dual tachlis of Esav and Yaakov. He had to be the Yisachar and the Zvulun together. Be'etzem Yaakov's tafkin was to stay in base medrash and be supported. Esav's job, he was studying, it was his tafkin to be emissar ben Torah balabas. But Yaakov saw that this Rosha, Marusha, is not going to be able to do it. He's going to be involved in Olam Hazeh, and he's going to lose himself, and he's going to not support Torah. The case is going to be a, see, next week's parasha, he came to try to take away from Torah. Yaakov had to take over the Avodah of Esav. That's why he had to marry 2 wives, both Leah and Rachel. Leah was set aside for Esav. That was her koichas. Leah was Yetzonis. She was also someone that goes out. Kiru, go out in the world, make a Kiddush Hashem in the world. Rachel was the more quieter one, Shtika. She was supposed to be Yaakov's real wife, the real wife of Yaakov Avinu. That can't survive as he wants. But Yaakov had a dual purpose. He had to go out and take both jobs. Therefore, he had to marry 2 wives, and therefore, he had a new purpose to go into the world and deal with all the hypocrisy, with all the disgustingness, all the schmutz. All the treifas. Yaakov Avinu, really, his life goal was he would sit in the Beis Medrash for 100 years. Never leave. Be a big Rosh Yeshiva. Never leave the Beis Medrash. And become a shalim in that area. Who's going to take care of him? Esau, his brother. Will work him out. Make a nice parnosa. Wear suspenders. And support his brother in Yeshiva. Why not? Great setup. That's what it's supposed to be. But Esau didn't want that stuff. Hine b'choira, you're out. Yaakov had to take it over. And Yaakov has to go out to the world. Yaakov realized at that moment, am I prepared to go out into the world? Come on, Yaakov. You've been learning. You did your years. Not that bechina. Not a lot. I was learning. If I was learning in the oifin, I was the same yeshiva the whole time. Now I have to go out to the world. I have to deal with all the billboards. Those theistic billboards in Manhattan. No, loud sneers. He has to go past newsstands where they're not selling mishpacha. There's a picture of a mishpacha on it. But not the male gender of the mishpacha. You have to walk past those things, you have to go sometimes to buy something, and you have to be surrounded by tumah. You have to go into an office as a frum boy, young man, and be surrounded by who knows what in the sun of my side. Rebbe, I'm ready for the challenge. I was in Israel for 6 months. I ate in every restaurant. I even made a lot of mechia. I'm ready for the challenge. Shmuel, what happened to you?
Oh, your brother.
Shmuel, my dear Talmud, where's your kippah? What happened? Rebbe is still there, I think. If it didn't fall off, I couldn't get any bobby pins. I'm looking for a nail. What happened to you, dear Shmuel, my Talmud? You used to be such a shtag and bacha. Oh, Rebbe, what could I do? I came back to this, the land of opportunity. And oh boy, did I have opportunities! Different types of opportunities! And you know, I was just entrapped in the office, by the desk, over here, over there, I was in the office. I didn't have enough strength to fight it, Rebbe. Rewind. Weren't you sitting in that schmooze? Yeah, but I thought I was powerful. I work out at Dave's gym. I even have him as a trainer. Look at the biceps, Remy. I'm strong. I can handle it. Do you have any more napkins? I do it also with a decoration. What's that hair behind your head? Oh, that's my pony. You see where I work over here? I try not to mix, so if I look more like, you know, that's my shmira. Shmira. Nisyonis, if I say left and right, if I say we don't realize what's out there, we know. Whistling along like, oh, it's so geschmack life. The nishonot that we presented with the boysai will have access to who knows what, the next generation, this generation, Achmon Islan. That big screen, of boysai, you know what I'm talking about. That big screen, just one press of the button. Will you press it, or will you won't press it? Come on, Shmulek! Hold that finger! No! I'm not pressing that button that brings me into Gehenom. Shmulek, hold strong, Dave's muscles! Where is he going to get the strength from? Where are you going to be able to be strong from, Rabbi Sai? You know what Yaakov Avinu said? I'm going out to that world. Lavan, I got to go to the base medrash again. But this time, I'm going to learn differently. I'm not going to sleep. You know why, Rabbi? This is my machshava. Take it or leave it. You know why Yaakov Avinu said, I want to teach myself not to give in to my body. What's the easiest thing? Everybody will answer right away. To give it to your body at 10 in the morning, or at least I answer that. Breakfast with 7 glasses of milk. You just have so much chesed to go to the bed. To the bed. No? The bed. Climb in. Let the body relax. It's the most easiest thing to give into the body, Rabbi Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu didn't want to go to sleep, Rabbi Yisrael. He wanted to train himself. I'm not giving into the physical. I'm not going to give anything into the physical. I'm just going to be total ruchni. 14 years now. Beforehand he didn't. Now he's going out to the world. I'm not giving into the physical. I'm not going to everything my body tells me to do. Let's go to sleep again. Hey, we slept again. Another day in the bed. Oh, it's galactic. Let's put up streamers above my bed. This is exciting. The favorite activity of the day. Giving in to the physical. Let's go. Oh, we had supper now, but I'm hungry. But you had two portions. Yeah, but I'm hungry. Let's go to Yesh. Okay, we'll go to Yesh. 6 bags of cakes and then eat. Oh, it's 12:30 now. I'm hungry. Bar burger. Okay. We get a small snack. 4 sandwiches, 3 fries. Is that all for you? Yeah, a little hungry tonight. You just ate 3 meals. You're hungry again. For the Kiddush Club. You ever go to America? After davening, we'd like to announce the birth, the Bergstein family, making a kiddush at their home. Saul, you look over entire year. I've been at 6 kiddushes today. Saul, what's doing? When's the children? Where's the children, dear? Saul, have you ate enough? I don't know. You talk, I've eaten a little bit too much. I don't know. I've my pants a little bit, a lot of air conditioning down there. And I was getting into the house, and the thing, they heard a big rip. Shabbos Shailon Shabbos, Korea. Saul, it doesn't look like you have two sides. It has like 2 separate sides of your pants. A new fashion, Saul. Yeah, Tom, but where's the chillin'? You just ate. Shabbos, you don't gain weight. I don't know. Last Shabbos, our bed broke in the room. You came into bed. I don't know about gaining weight, but we need a new bed. More eating and indulging in Olam HaZera, no ends to what you can then. Okay, so I'm not a big eater. I eat only a little bit. But cars. Oh, that makes me excited, Olam HaZera. Good thing we shot the 80 but at the Xbox room. It's only a fake car. See a guy picking his Xbox game. No, I don't want that car. Fake! Not that one. No, not that one. I want a race and I'm at a Audi 6776. I'm not into all of us there, I mean. Only fake. It's all fake! Cars are getting more. They have enough money already to live. No, we gotta beat out the neighbor. He has an indoor pool. We gotta beat him out. You're working 11 jobs, you're gonna die! You gotta beat him out. You're gonna have to die to beat him out. But you won't live. Yeah, but I beat him out. I'm going to have a bigger mausoleum than him. A bigger, what's it called, a bigger cemetery plot I'll have. Mine will be much bigger. Tombstone will be much bigger than his tombstone. I'll win him out. Why? I know what's there. I got to get more. And that's what he teaches everybody said. The whole world out there. The whole world. And that's the sign of us. I spoke to so many Talmidim, maybe you don't understand. I gave you a schmooze about women I don't understand. But maybe you don't understand! I thought I was able to do it, but it's all about money. It's all about money. I can't get that trauma to be strong. But it's eating me up. Everybody's talking about money, money, money. I remember we did something in the Gemara also, her money. It reminded me something about the Gemara, but still, at the end of the day, money and more money. This television said 75-inch screen, 400-1, 2,000-inch screen. My whole house is a screen. Guys talk about how big their screens would be in their bedroom. That's their goal in life. I want to have the screen so big that I don't even have to open up half my eyeball. I want to have 3D in my living room. I want to see the animals and the things that in those pictures coming at me. Feel that, mamish. I could pet the animals. I want to have chandeliers in the bathrooms. I want to have everything I want to have. It just doesn't stop. And olam hazeh, more olam hazeh. How do you control it, please? How do you get control? How do you deal with olam hazeh? Like if you said, going out, Yaakov Avinu was already a holy Jew. The way I'm going to be able to handle it, the way I'm going to prepare myself, the way I'm going to get ready is to become one shtick ruchni. That I'm guided, directed, and my whole life I live by the Torah. Is it right or is it wrong? Am I supposed to do it or am I not supposed to do it? As you mentioned, another shmooze, I'm going to have a Rebbe. I'm going to be in touch with him and ask him. Not just call up and say, Rebbe, I'm getting the 20-inch screen, okay? It's in the box in my house, right? Okay? Should I give it back? Rebbe, we're getting a computer. And we're going to have, don't worry, we're going to have blocks. What's it called? We're going to have Ramon. We're going to go to Ramon and have Ramon. Everything. We're going to have Ramon. We're going to have this. We're going to have that. I'm going to know half the password. My wife's going to know the other half. You know, that eight, so that, you know. And my wife's sleeping. I try to nudge her to tell her what's the other half. 6247. Yesterday I locked her in the bathroom until she told me the numbers. But I'll be okay, Rebbe. Internet, everything I'm going to have in my house, is it right or is it wrong? Am I going to control myself when it comes to the bigness, yoinus, Rabbi Yisrael? Yaakov Avinu passed this down, Rabbi Yisrael, to Yosef HaTzadik. As Chazal tell us, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has a whole Yisoid in this also, that he gave the Torah, he learned Chamber Avery, he passed it down to Yosef HaTzadik, because Yosef also had gone in the world, and he had, everybody knows the son of Yosef HaTzadik, Rabbi Yisrael. I don't think those Nishans we're going to have, Rabbi Yisrael, in the future. You don't have to go into that topic on the side, but the shunis are burning out to the entire world. It's not getting better on the side. No one has said that the world out there has gotten better. Everything has gotten, the more immorality has gotten so low on the side. In all areas. How are we going to protect ourselves? How are we going to be able to give them the service to our children? How are we going to remain strong in our places of work? We're going to go out to work. How are we make strong not to cheat, not to lie, to be honest? How are we make strong not to get involved with other women on the side? Not to talk in the birthplace. Just a little texting here and there with my secretary. Rahman al-Islam, I say stories upon stories. We don't have to go into it. Rahman al-Islam. Choshiva people, good people, every type of people. Next thing you knew, the whole family's broken up. Why? They weren't strong enough. They weren't strong enough. We know stories upon stories of us. What gives a person the strength to be able? The answer is not giving in to the physical, becoming b'nei Torah, becoming dovak. And that takes years. And if you're going to do your year in Israel, you have to be 24 hours in the base. I'm exaggerating, but you got to put in as much courage as you can. So the misconception that we started the shmooze with, that everybody makes, that okay, it's only for the Rebbe's. You learn tonight that's not true. Yaakov, you know, taught us a major yisoy. That if you're going out into the world in any position, you got to be prepared to face the Rishonis, the Lord was there. Because Baruch Hu gave us, Barossi Yetzahara, says the Gemara in Kedushin, Barossi Torah Tavla. There's no other antidote. It's existing and that thing. You're not going to battle Yetzahara without Torah. Without being clinging to Torah. Without being dovet to Torah. So you have to use your time out of this time, not to waste it. It's very nice to go out. You don't have a great time, but you have to realize your future is dependent on how well you do this year and how much effort you put in and how much you battle the Yetzer Hara and you win him over a year and how much you become a real true Ben Torah to be able to go out in the world. And if you go out in the world, I told you, Manoim, in that sense, and you'll be able to battle. A battle is, the person should have the goal to become a great Talmud Chacham. That's a different shmuz. And to be a Maribitz Torah, that should be his goal. But if he has, for whatever reason, he's going out to the world, he has to realize. You gotta be Nitzvah, you gotta throw yourself into the base medrash. And that's cool, you haven't listened to his parents, because that, his parents don't have to go. Can you realize he can't go without going to the base medrash and doing that type of shimush? And every one of us has to realize that, boy, it's very nice, very comical, we got it on camera, everybody's laughing, but you have true nishayos alayin, a person could lose everything. Everything. His olam habo, his olam hazer, his wife, his family, he could lose everything in a few minutes. Because he's not in control of himself. How do you get control? How do you withstand the shyness? We said this, we mentioned it, Agav, but this is what ended with this one side. When Avram came back from the Akedah, it says, Yovoy, Avram came back after the Akedah, it says Avram came back with Shnei Naharav. The Medrash asks, Yitzchon, Heichon, Hoya, where was Yitzchon? So the Medrash tells us he sent him to Beis Shem, Ve'evi, he sent him to learn Torah. Says the Medrash, why? So the Medrash, Moshe Leisha, Shoyal Pilcha, she had a Pilcha, she had a spool of thread, she said, Pilcha, Zen, it's a Sharti. And he saw me minimal oil from this until I became rich. I'm not leaving it forever. The Akedah, boy, said, you know what an Asoyim that was? The Akedah. The Asoyim of the Akedah, boy, said, where did Avram gird straight from? The Medrash tells us, Bilcha Zenis Mashiach. He would learn Torah. Avram would even learn Torah. He was the Aschos Torah in the world. He learned Torah and he lived Torah. And with that, he felt he had to play out. To be stand the soul of that game. Every single one of us. Again, every single one of us are going to go through misyonos in our lifetime. We're going to have tests. Constant tests and major tests. Major tests. Final exams, as they call them. And those exams are not going to be written tests. They're not going to be oral tests. They're going to be tests in mice. Where are we going to gird the strength of us to withstand those tests? Because I'll tell us, Tavas b'Torah, clinging to Torah, being one with the Torah. That even when you get older, and you, let's say you're out in the world, you still be kovei itim, you get a kesher to Torah now, you'll be kovei then, and have always those starim, and you're learning Torah, you're learning how to be a better person, you're learning how to be a better Jew, you're always advancing, you're always going further. You know why you had the dream of Boi Savai Ahlom, and Yusuf Mosav Ahlim, Amalachim Oilim V'Yodim, Boi says the Chofetz Chaim, Malachim Oilim V'Yodim, Boi, you know why? He was telling Yaakov Avinu, there's no such thing in Ruchnius as staying. I'll keep my balance. I'll be stationary. I'll stay on the same level, Rabbi Sai. I'll stay on the same madrega. In Ruchnius, there's no such thing. You're either going up or you're going down. You can't stay the same. Because Baruch says the Chofetz Chaim was teaching Yaakov Avinu that you saw it. And I want to add if you are Shmuz Gavaldi. Why now? Because Yaakov Avinu can think, oh wow, I reached the unbelievable madrega. And now, I'm going to Chutzlaritz. What could be expected? No, you got to keep going higher. Because if you're not going to go higher, you're going to go lower. You got to keep climbing.
got to keep going to your shleimus. You got to keep improving. You got to keep trying to get better. Because if not, you go down. Rabbi, remember, you're sitting here December 1st, the first day of December 2011. Rashiva gave a shmuz. And he told us and taught us, and you saw it for life. We got to cling to Torah. We got to make our years so used out as much as possible. We got to get such a kesher with Torah. We got to try in our best as possible to stay away, to get too much involved with Gashmias. What we need, whatever. You can eat, enjoy, and have play basketball. The whole thing, enjoy yourselves. But not that you take away from our Ruchmias. We should climb and grow and get Sharm, get Rebbe's, and get a kesher with Torah and make a mamish, an unbelievable connection to Torah, that I'll never leave you, Torah. I'm never going to leave you, Torah. Torah, you're going to be my blueprint. You're going to be my leading force. You're going to be my guidebook. You're going to be my direction. You're going to lead me, Torah. David HaMelech said, Ne'el ragli tvarecha v'or zivosik. So from Chaim V'loshin, Ne'el ragli. Yet a step. Every step, David HaMelech says. I look to the Torah to guide me. For all the zivosik, for my path of life. I look for the Torah to guide me. I don't want to get lost. I don't want to mess up. I'm here on a mission. God sent my soul on this world in a mission. I don't want to lose my. I don't want to mess up. What do? Torah Hashem says, you don't want to mess up your mission? I'll give you a handy book. I'll give you a guidebook. I'll give you something that if you need instructions how to not mess up, they're going to be waiting for you. This is it, my son. This is it. The Torah. Your whole future, my son. And I don't want to sound, this is so, but it's true. Your whole future. Not only your future. Your future generations. Everything's Torah, my son. All is dependent on how great, and how deep, and how strong is your bond to Torah. So enjoy yourselves and have a great year, Rabbi. And even buy an I Love Israel t-shirt. But at the same time, Rabbi, make sure that you establish an I Love You Torah in all your hearts. That's all.